99.3 Nigeria Info. The sun rises here. So welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce Onyemoa. It's a beautiful Friday. We'll call this one, Oh, What a Week, because we're recapping, say, our very interesting conversations during the course of the week. And welcome to a beautiful Friday right here. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week until we hit the ground running. 21 minutes past 12. Right here says the clock. Yeah, so everything stands correct by that. And Monday, we begin from Monday. Monday, we discussed the situation with kidnapping in Nigeria. And given the fact that, one, we think processes are being put in place to bring an end to kidnapping. At least we're persuaded to believe that. But given the fact that it's a moving story, we kind of focused on what needs to happen for it to end. What needs to happen for the spate of kidnappings in the country to be brought to an actual end. And just about the same time, we also had to pay attention to young men from the Niger Delta region who reemerged, making their own claims. They want something from the government. One, I think they want attention. Two, they want government to do something about the situation in the country, and maybe specifically the Niger Delta. All right, then we wake up this morning. I got a number of tags to the BBC reporting that armed bandits have attacked a girls' secondary school in Zamfara State. So now that's pretty much what's coming out of Zamfara State. Because it's a moving story, certainly at some point we'll arrive at the figures. This is actually according to the BBC. I woke up this morning to that. And you know how it is where you want to say, but we're really just thinking about ways this can stop. And in the last 2 weeks, how many kidnap stories have you heard? All right, so let me see if I can juggle your memory with pretty much a few things that made its way through our table. We're going to be speaking about that in a moment, and after that, we're going to go to language and interpretations and allow the public determine a particular popular social construct, which is what men mean when they say, as a man, let's speak like men. I'm going to give you an opportunity to explore that a little bit with some logic and dialectic. And after that, I'd love to really go right into the heart of Lords of Logic. And yesterday on Lords of Logic, we try to find out whether, per the man's perspective, what applies to him, calling or ambition. And please remember, there are no right or wrong answers to that. I'm really just trying to figure out whether you figured it out, because it would appear a handful of people do not know. And what is available and maybe nearly commonsensical, if we can call it that, would be the pursuit of ambition. All right, you get it. So since you get that, let me play for you the audio excerpt that made its way to us during the course of the week. This would be the audio from the Niger Delta.
Protect and provide properties.
All right.
The same military that hurt to provide... protect and provide properties has turned themselves into militaries of killing, raping and maiming innocent individuals and rendering our area and our youth jobless.
We'll be right back.
Oh, what a week. This is The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Night 9.3 Nigeria Info, you're with The Sunny Side with Joyce. Okay, and then it's really just this situation with kidnapping and the hopes that it would come to an end. No, I mean, like, sooner than later. This should have ended yesterday, but today is still a conversation on radio. So first, let me juggle your memory with what made its way to our plate during the course of the week. Some young Nigerians in the Delta agitating for something.
The same military that hurts to provide, protect and provide properties has turned themselves into militaries of killing, raping and maiming innocent individuals and rendering our area and our youth jobless. So many others have decided to treat us in the same manner. Don't worry, because we are coming to destroy all your infrastructures in Abuja and Lagos. Even to the oil companies operating in our region that have decided to undermine our people, be rest assured that your days will soon catch up with you. Due to the insensitivity nature of the Nigerian government on issues that are bothering its citizens, today the country is in turmoil. Protests everywhere and strikes in several sectors. The NSAT process that took place almost crippled the nation economy. It is among such ill treatments that gave birth to this unprecedented protest. Nigerian government ought to give our citizens good governance. Today, the various zones in the country are calling for division of the country called Nigeria. So as a group determined to give total liberation of our people, we will destroy all the oil facilities, both onshore and offshore, in no distance time. We will be seen to be crippling the Nigerian economy in no distance time as well.
We can actually deduce that what they want would be good governance, just putting it simply. Good governance. Hopefully there's just enough time for me today. I'd like to also share with you an interview conducted by Channels Television. They had the privilege of interviewing one of the passengers from Niger State, you know, that was kidnapped. And I listened to the woman tell her story, the ordeal that she had to go through just at the hands of the bandits. And I cringed because, one, there is what it would do to anybody psychologically. And then there is the fact that you don't hope for the worst, but sometimes maybe what the worst means is that you come so close to death and then, behold, a miracle happens and you have life again. And just that on the mind of anybody, how much more children? So hopefully we'll be able to share that with you sometime during the day. It's just really for it. So now I'm going to open up the telephone lines. It's that kidnapping is happening. And given what has happened, it would appear that those who are involved in kidnapping have a defense. Let's put it that way. They don't. We don't call it justification, but they feel that, look, we have a justification for what we're doing. The government promised us this. The government said that they would give us that, but they have not done as they promised. You know what? Just so that we can understand the entire body of work we're working with, let me share with you this very moment the audio of one of the now released passengers kidnapped in Niger State. All right.
The story of the abduction is still one that has not been well told.
Yes.
You witnessed it.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it was on 14th Sunday, February 2021. We are on our way back to Mina from Rijal. So when we reach Tunfu village before Zingeru bridge, so we just saw some gunmen. They stopped the driver with guns. They started shooting. Along the way, they now shot at the driver boy, something like that. That's what they call them. They are a driver in Hausa. So they now shot him 2 bullets. They now asked the driver to open the door. They enter. As they enter, they were shouting, bring out your money, give us the money, give us the money, or we'll kill you. Bring out your phones. We now decided to give them all our phones and money that we have. Later on, they now said, oh yeah, all of you should come down. We started coming down. From there, they now sent us inside the bush. We started trekking from there. We trekked like about 5 kilometers. Then they now decided to pity the women. They started taking us with the bike. After taking with the bike, and now started taking us with the bike. Then around that 5 o'clock, we stopped. We now decided to wait for the boys to come. From there, we now went ahead another 60 kilometers from there with our bare feet. They started beating us, but most of the women, their beating was lesser than that of the men. Some were injured. So that was what happened. We trek like that for, we trek for 4:30 a.m. in the morning. They now asked us to sleep on the rock. Around that 7 o'clock, they wake us up that we should start going. From there, we trek like about 15 kilometers, I guess. So from there, they now took us to our destination where we are going to sleep. That is under the mango tree. From there, they now asked us that we should now decide to make some videos so that they can put it on the internet for government to see. Because they were telling us that their target is for the government. And since they saw the government's vehicle, so they started to stop us. That is luxurious, NSCA luxurious. From there, after the video, they explored everything on the internet. So in the evening.
Was there... I mean, network connection, was a service. How were they able to do that?
No, they have to trek to the rock, another rock, not where we are staying. So it was the next day. I don't know, it was the government. They now sent the flight. The flight was targeting that mango tree. So that very day, our life was in danger. Because most of us, somewhere, were urinating on their body. It was one of our old women. They were even scared. Some, they have hypertension, so we are all scared. Wow. That's what happened from there. So from there, when they now saw the target was on them, so they decided to shift us another 7 kilometers ahead. That is the next day. So from that, that's how we'll be shifting from one destination to another.
Okay, now, the people you're talking about, describe them for us.
They cannot be described. They are armed.
Heartless people.
They are heartless. They are fearless. Because they were saying that they are going to kill us. And they mean it. I swear they mean it. Because they swear that yesterday, it was yesterday they gave the deadline, that from yesterday they will start killing the men. Today morning, they will start with the women. And the man swear. And he mean it.
You're talking about is the leader?
Is the leader.
Did he say his name?
Yes, he said his name, something like Katella Ali. Something like Katella Ali. They were just complaining about the government, that the government promised them something during the election. All these fake promises of politics. So they didn't fulfill it. That was what tempted them to be into this bandit of 18 and kidnapping. But what they promised us that, and I asked one of them that, what do you want from the government? They were telling us that what we want is that if the government can fulfill their promises, and I asked them what was their promises, they were saying that shelter. The government promised them to give them hospital, good education. They'll pay some of them salaries, something like that, farms and everything. But the government refused. After the election was fulfilled, the government now decided not to fulfill their promises. That was what they've been saying. It's government.
All right. So, 7 days in the bush.
Yes.
How were you faring? What were you eating? What were you drinking?
We've been drinking dirty water. That is the river water. The water they bath with the water in the river. They will now give us to drink it. I'm very happy. I thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for rescuing us. Because most of my family was the largest members of the Western. Kidnapped the Western. We are the largest, about 16. So when we are there, we are just thinking how our parents were feeling, and we, because we've even lost hope already that we're going to die. We're not going to see our family. But we thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that we survived and we are here with our family. But my advice is for the government now. Please, the government should do something very fast, because these people are dangerous. What we are seeing is that most of the arms people are not expecting, they have it. They have it, and they can deal with any other person.
99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, so I tried to see whether I could put together, you know, the elements of what might be the driving force behind these groups that are rising on the left and on the right. See whether we could understand maybe the motive that compels them to wake up, pick up arms, and then they ask for government attention. So it would appear today that unarmed citizens want the attention of the government. Armed citizens want the attention of the government. 0700-993-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. The number is exclusively for women. Let's talk. Say something. This is where we are today. This is the year 2021. And security is becoming not just a concern, but a matter of life and death now. Because at this point, we can say some people have died due to insecurity. And we don't know if there's any end in sight. It's safe to conclude that maybe today somebody would die. We don't know of tomorrow. Let's just speak of today. And here we are in Nigeria, where there isn't quite an actual plan, at least none that we are certain of, to bring an end to what we see in the country today. So how do you think this can stop? Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Akibe from Festa.
Thank you very much. Turn off your radio and go ahead.
Okay. You know what?
Turn off your radio and then go.
I'm off the radio.
Okay, thank you.
The problem here started with the Boko Haram. The meaning of Boko Haram is that the education of the Western region have brought harm to the Northerner. Because the Northerner leaders, they do not submit the money given to them to the grassroots. That was their first grievances when Jonathan was here, or OBJ. Then Jonathan tried to address the grassroots by building various schools and giving uniform free of charge to the Alimajiris, that they should belong to the society. But as he was doing that, his second term was removed. Then Buhari came to promise more than that. Not even 1% of his promise was done. And Buhari was also one of the mediators between the Boko Haram and the Nigerian government of Jonathan. We don't know what he was meditating between the two parties. But he, being the president, now supposed to be asked, what is the necessity?
We're with you. Yeah, go ahead. So how can we end this now? I mean, we know the story. Where is this going? How can we end this?
The best is that lady has given what their grievances is. They are neglected in the society. For instance, the embezzlement that took place in Nigeria government, the money is not being spent even to them.
So what should the government do now?
Like MENA, and one person among the governor did not have 19 buildings in outside country. Many things like that. And then they leave the poor people to go on suffering. This will bring agitation.
All right.
Okay, that's
thank you.
No hospital, no school, no house.
All
you
right.
Continue living in a tent, and you see people driving a limousine. Will it not irritate you?
All right.
So these are the real problems. Let them give them their primary need.
Thank you.
What belongs to Caesar.
Well, I give to Boko Haram what belongs to Boko Haram. Welcome. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name.
This is Eunice, and I'm calling from Maguru area.
Welcome, Eunice. Please go ahead. Speak up for us, all right?
Yes. Actually, I listened to the two tapes that you played.
Hello? Have we lost you? I think I don't have you there anymore. Please call back. Welcome to the Sunny Side. We are Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Philip.
Please go ahead real quick.
Calling for GRA Keja.
Thank you.
It's also annoying, so irritating. In Nigeria, present government, there are two forms of fake promises. The youth over there, they are really suffering. I have some friends that are driving the cars and all of that. They are so suffering. They are talking about the government has not done anything in their country over there. Fake promises. Buhari is just wicked. He's wicked. I don't think that Buhari is still alive. This country, they have spoiled everything. I don't know why they are hiding things. They are hiding so many things. Buhari cannot come outside and speak to address these old people. That's a shame. That's a big shame on them.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hello, it's Yunis. I'm back. Sorry, it was the network.
Okay.
Quick.
Okay. Thank you very much.
What I'm saying is that nobody can adduce reason for illegitimacy, for lawlessness, the way these militants and the rest of them are saying. But at the same time, only a bad government, only a bad administration will wave them away and say they are just talking nonsense.
Yeah.
Because for those of them who were saying they were promised something, you know, we know that many of these brigands, they were used to rig elections, to get various governments into offices, you know, in states, at federal and so many other places. They would deny it and were not contesting it. And then these people were armed before the election and, you know, now they've become a menace to the society. And then talking about lack of care by government, it's also a big case. Everybody except maybe a tiny percentage, maybe 1% of the population who are fortunate to be, you know, either in the ruling class or in the business world, are the ones enjoying the wealth of the country. And Mr. President acts unconcerned. He only speaks to us through his aide, so we know he's not even the one talking. They cannot continue like this. Nowhere is safe. You sleep in your room, you're afraid. You're on the road, you're afraid. Because, you know, the president, Mr. Buhari, General Buhari, should rise up to his duty. They should go back. This nation is not so difficult to secure. They are the ones who created the problem. They should find solution to it. I'm not a security specialist, but fix the economy. Fix all the things that have broken down. I'm in my 50s, so I know that I didn't grow up to know a nation like this. They should not ruin Nigeria for us. Many of them hold, either double citizenship or residency of foreign countries. Yeah. When they born this country, they go. Many of them that were in power when they were voted out, they relocated abroad, you know. So Nigeria belongs to us. They should fix what it's not difficult to fix. They should get help, you know, from all over, from overseas, you know, and they will fix this problem. It's not too difficult. Mr. Buhari should rise up to its responsibility.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If you have just tuned in, this is Nigeria Info. Let's talk. We're talking about, one, the audio from the Niger Delta region where young men are agitating for something. Beyond the attention of the government, they want a good economy. They're demanding good leadership. And then we have heard too much about kidnappings. And then we've only just had the privilege to get like an insider's point of view as to why the men who carry out these actions are doing so. Something compels them. And that motivation is that they want better lives. I mean, and remember that this is just one of the other groups, like one of the many groups that are pretty much out there terrorizing the nation, particularly the northern end of Nigeria. And then you want to also quickly remember that there was the NSARS movement, which initially was about police brutality and quickly evolved into something that sounded like governance, good governance, accountability. And pretty much we could categorize that as a nation wanting great governance. So here we have a common denominator through these different pockets of people who are demanding something, seeking attention, bearing arms or being without arms. Governance. So governance is really what is demanded. But then there is something that is rising in the shadows. In fact, it's no longer in the shadows. It's now in your nightmares. It's your daydream and your nightmares. Because you wake up, sometimes you're anxious. I mean, you're not necessarily, you're hoping that your daydream would be something about having an ambition that touches the stars. But yeah, maybe your daydream these days is, oh, God, let nothing happen to us. You know, like, I'm hearing people talk about anxiety when they're driving now because it doesn't quite appear that there's just enough safety to give you calm as you journey through the hours of your day. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Sorry, I lost you. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Chukwuebuka. I'm calling from Shomolu.
Real quick, go ahead.
Thank you, Joyce. My question is this. Those people agitating recently for Niger Delta, Joyce, have they been able to deal with their leaders from the same Niger Delta?
Okay.
What happened to the NDCC issue? What happened to Akpabio, off your mic and all these things? I mean, what happened? What happened to all the money that has been voted to that region? And the region remains the same till tomorrow. And then for these kidnappers, I think the government has been romancing these people for a longer time. It's high time they take a decisive measure and put these people away. The only time I wouldn't want them to go violent is when they have captives and trying to use them as human shields.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say or subscribe to loss of lives, innocent lives or souls. That's when they have to be cautious. But what happens to intelligence as well, Joyce? I mean, intelligence could as well tell where these people are, their bases. How do they get money? How do they get ammunition? What's happened to the Nigerian military and intelligence?
Is it possible that you can formulate an idea, something that might just help give us a clue as to how this can end?
Joyce, my idea is this. If Mali has France assisting them on the issue of terrorism, so if we can't do it, we can also seek foreign help to get this thing done.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Joyce. That's
Thank
my
you.
Take.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio.
Yeah, I've done that.
Thank you. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Manuel.
All right, real quick. Thank you. Please go ahead.
You know, I listened to Senator Abaribi in one of these channel stations about 3 weeks ago. He was analyzing the situation of this country concerning the security and what is going on presently. He made mention of prior to the 2015 election, before that 2015 election, some certain big men who were contesting the election at that time brought in, that is, they invited some people from most of all this other war, whatever, that if they did not succeed in that election, something is going to occur.
Yeah. So what do you think? How do we move away from this?
Okay, now, this thing is going on now. Is the government telling us that they cannot handle all this thing that is going on? I don't get it. I don't just get it. They are treating these people with kid glove. They know what they are doing. It's setting Gumi and what do you call him, whatever. He knows where these people are. You are telling us that the security apparatus in this country don't know where these people are?
But we've actually heard military men tell us that they know where these guys are.
Then what is the problem with dealing with these people decisively?
So now, the question is, when you say dealing with them decisively, what are you asking for? Because it would appear some of them are at least asking for schools and roads and hospitals and the basic things that make life have some kind of direction. So is that what you're saying, or are you saying eliminate them?
See, we have a constitution in this country. We have laws. We have a law that is guiding us in this country, that if you did this, this is what is going to occur to you.
So you're asking the government to follow the laws on ground and...
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Take appropriate what is supposed to be done. But I'm telling you that this government is aware of these people. They are the one who brought these people to this country.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side. Turn off your radio. We're recapping the week. We call it Oh What a Week. Hello. Turn off your radio.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Please turn off your radio.
Hello. It's off.
It's not.
I am Ezada from Senator.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Please, I want to ask these people that are doing all this. Why they don't know all these governments and their children and their families? Instead of kidnapping poor people, instead of kidnapping poor children, can they go and meet them and deal with them? What sort of country are we in? Eh? Can they go and meet them and leave poor children that are going to school? Can they go and meet these big men and their children, wherever they are, can't they go and meet them and leave innocent children alone? What is it? Every day, not every day. In other states.
I lost you. Thank you very much for calling in. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side. We're recapping the week. This is Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Olatunde is my name.
Please turn off your radio and you can go ahead.
Okay. So, is it okay now?
Yeah, real quick. Go ahead. Thank you.
I really appreciate what you are doing in the house. So, what is really happening in Nigeria, as far as I'm concerned, you know what? These people calling us men, what they are doing, they have backup for the federal government. Because they know that with what we have read and we have heard, when they arrested some of them, and they will call from the from the presidency, and they will release them. So they know what they are doing. They are headed to something.
So I have a few seconds. Do you think, therefore, we should just live with this reality? Or is there something you think can be done and should be done?
Please, can you come again, please?
Do you think we should accept the reality as a nation and live with it? Or should something be done? Is there something that can be done? Real quick, you have a few seconds.
What is really happening now? Because those ones that are supposed to be in charge of controlling the security of this nation, they did not do anything. We don't know what they are really doing. Even the worldwide, they are watching them.
All right.
Who does not know the truth? What is really happening in the country now? We are headed to somewhere.
Where are we headed? Do you know where we're headed? Can you determine, predict where we're headed? Where?
We are headed. I can't say everything on here.
All right.
With what is happening here now, with what is happening in Nigeria. See today now. See what has happened. The kidnapper took place. Who are these kidnappers?
Yeah.
Why can't government cannot sort out this problem as one? See the house. Senator Abaribe was talking the other day. They said he should apologize. He said if the president cannot do anything, let him resign.
All right. All right. Thank you very, very much for calling the Sunny Side. We're going to go off on a short break and then come right back to the conversation. We're recapping the week. It's Oh What a Week. On Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side, my name is Joyce. Don't go anywhere. To 9.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. How are you? And welcome to what would be relatively well, you have to then try not to think about anything else. This is beauty. This is calm. This is gracious. This is radio. And this, at this point, can be said to be your best friend. All right. What do you do when your best friend is telling you something about what's happening outside of you, around you? Well, we'll listen to Vaughn share with us the headlines. And I think we just could not stop counting how many headlines came up with, you know, the active word being kidnap. All right, we're recapping the week. We call it Oh, What a Week. And this morning, I also found that Sahara Reporters actually reports. First of all, I hope you didn't miss out on the news 2 days ago. We had reports coming out of Maiduguri that there was, you know, a bomb blast. Well, Shekau is in the news this morning saying that the Nigerian military, well, you know, of course, he's going to have a kind of boastful tone about him. Well, yeah, he made a boast about the military not being able to check his group. He feels that the military hasn't, in their best efforts, been able to nip them in the bud, contain them, or totally eradicate them. The militant leader also claimed responsibility for the bomb explosion that rocked Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State, on Tuesday, February 23rd. The explosions led to the death of over 16 persons and injured more than 60 across town. Well, that was from Maiduguri 2 days ago. And thanks to Yvonne, you pretty much might have heard that Boko Haram kidnapped scores of travelers along Maiduguri-Damaturu Highway. We're Nigeria Info. We have some talking to do. Let's talk. My name is Joyce, 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to the Sunny Side. And for the ladies alone, 01465-7190 on Oh, What a Week. Welcome. Nigeria has brought with it some revelations this week. We're happy to have your Nigeria Info talking about it. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Mazuda.
Thank you very much. We're trying to find out whether there's a way we can bring an end to this.
No, if you ask me these things, what I want Nigerian government to do is to forgive everybody.
Sorry?
We should not be dragging this matter. We should stop dragging the matter right now. What we're going to do is to make a solid foundation to get new Nigeria back to life.
But yeah, how do you bring about peace when there's war at your door? When there's war in your psychology, when there's war in your emotion, in your heart, in your spirit, there's war in your sleep, there's anxiety in your wake. When you say peace, what do you mean? I mean, not war in that sense. Like, we're warring, we have contention now, and the contention is against kidnapping. So what are you saying?
Yes, that's what I know. I know what the human being that caused war. Everything is human being, and the human being will settle everything.
Okay.
But the best human being can do now is human being to come together, the leaders, the people on top.
And forgive.
To come together. Sorry?
And forgive?
Yes, and forgive those bad people.
Okay, all right.
Call them, embrace them. Our people said if you beat a child with the left hand, you use the right hand to drown.
Kidnappers are not children. I'm sorry, you're misplacing that one.
I know they are not children, but human beings born them. They are citizens.
These are men of free will and free conscience. They're choosing their actions. That doesn't apply. A child is under tutelage.
They say that caused the action they are taking.
Okay.
They say something caused it.
Okay.
There's a problem between them and government. Government say something, they don't do something.
Okay.
So all government can do now is government to try and do something.
Okay.
You know, forgive everybody, bring everybody together, do that reality. Make sure that everything we're going to do in Nigeria must stand at the name of truth.
All right. Thank you very much.
For Nigeria, any occupation will stand at the name of truth.
All right. So forgive, let the government forgive everyone. Thank you very much. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Enough of all this brain game. This is Chris.
Turn off your radio.
Yeah, sorry, my sister.
Go ahead,
these
real quick.
These people, they know the government. Before the election, they were romancing with them. I remember when they went to campaign 2019. In neighboring country, the president came with some governors. And my people here were supporting. Yes, it's good. Politics is a game of number. Okay, they promise you they want to build house. Build school, build houses, and provide hospital for where? Because they tell us most of these guys are not Nigerians. So where do you want them to build those schools and the road and hospital for you guys? And for my brother from Niger Delta that is warning, let them start with the government of the states. The five governors from that region, or nine of them, let them start with those guys before they threaten the federal government.
Hello,
Joyce, are you hearing me?
Yeah, thank you.
So they should start with the state government.
All right, thank
especially
you.
Especially Delta, Bayelsa, and Rivers. Let them start with those people first. They're not quite born.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name? We're happy to have you here. Welcome to the radio. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name? 01465-7190. That's for the women alone. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We're happy to have
Joyce.
You. Good afternoon. Welcome, lady. What's your name?
I'm Alex. I'm in Lekki.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I think the problem and the solution to this thing is number one. I think it's first of all the lack of education. You see, the leaders, when they were supposed to have trained those people, especially from the north, they neglected them. Mm. Now they don't have anything. If you come to the island here, you see them on the road. No anything. They are, in fact, the poorest set of people in Nigeria. And yet their leaders are supposed to be held accountable.
Yeah.
Their leaders are the ones that are supposed to be held accountable for this problem. Now they have grown up, they have seen that, yes, this is the problem we are. So they have to take the whole nation into ransom. So they should go back to their governors. All the money their federal government is giving them. I think they have allocation from the federal government. What are they doing with the money? No schools, no hospital, nothing for them. And why would they not carry God to go and kidnap? Because that is the only job they can do. Now, and apart from that, a man can marry 100 wives. They just took it, no care, nothing. So when they grow up, you know, they used to say an idle hand is in Satan's workshop, but how did they put it? So when somebody is not having anything to do, definitely has to go to the street to do what? To look for something to do.
Yeah.
And that is why the whole country is now, in flame.
Right.
Because the leaders have failed to train their people, they have failed to provide for them, they have failed to support them, and because of that, the whole nation is boiling.
All right.
So let those governors that are carrying Babari down, going up and down, empty vessels, let them do something for the nation.
Sounds
let them
like
do something for their people. Then we will rest.
All right.
Thank you very much
for calling. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Friday's edition of radio. Turn off your radio.
Hello, good afternoon, Jay.
Good afternoon. Turn off your radio. Have you done that? Tell us your name.
I've done that. This is Jay from my papa.
All right, go ahead, please.
Joyce, for me, it's simple. I always say when you part with the devil, this is the outcome that will bring.
When you have a bath with the devil?
Yes, because they have already have the part with them. The only solution for me.
A bath?
I always say something.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
See, in that northern region, they are religious leaders. They are emirs. They are teachers. They are policemen. See, only the owner of his house know where the cockroach lives. All this while we are beating around the bush. We are just playing. They know where the cockroach in that region is. If they are ready, if I will be Buhari this moment, I'm telling you, I will pack the emirs, pack the imams, pack all of them and lock them in one place before I start doing my judgment. Because you cannot be a leader in a community and you will let Bifra from nowhere to come to your community and demand your community and you expect the government to take charge. See, the leaders here, they are not ready to take charge. If they are ready, the government will follow their lead. They part with the government. So them and the government, they know what they are doing.
Okay.
So for all this kidnapping up and down, see, they are creating fear.
All right.
See, that is fear they are creating in us. Say, let us be afraid. Me, I'm not afraid, though.
Have no fear.
I have no fear at all. So when the team is ready, I'm already learning how to trek from here to anywhere in this world because I'm ready for them.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Well, that would be a walk. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
We're happy to have you. Tell us your name, lady, and yes, you can go ahead.
My name is Emo Mazino.
Okay.
The 300 students kidnapped in Zamfara State. I think the bandits want their 70 virgins here on earth because they are not sure of getting them when they die. Because under APC, promises are not kept.
Okay.
Thank you and good afternoon.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you. Oh, wow. Okay. We would appreciate that. Thank you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon.
We're happy to have you. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name and yes, you can go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ruben from Yaba.
Ruben, go ahead.
Yeah, it started with the Adwa regime. They negotiated with militants and the Northerners now is it as okay, this is an opportunity to make money, and they brought their own, and then they created it. They created their own problem out of the same poverty and whatever is going on in there, the whole indices, mm-hmm. and now they're in problem.
Okay,
and I keep telling the government, I keep shouting, even then, I keep shouting, Julia, that is, don't negotiate with this people. It is going to spiral out of control. Every region in Nigeria will start creating its own problem. I mean, we start creating its own menace against the country. And we'll be making money. And like one of the callers says, there are emirs there, there are religious leaders there. In Yoruba land, they are baales. What's so difficult in government? Picking up these people, making them to be responsible. Mm-hmm. What is Galadimas in those northern areas? If there is a violence in Orile, the baale of Orile should be taken down. Should be arrested because he knows his domain. He knows those south. He knows those people. So these people know they are people. They should be arrested and taken. But because Nigeria likes throwing money at everything, that's what is going on here. And we should be very careful. This whole problem is coming to the southwest. It already reached Niger State. Niger State is almost like a gateway to the east and the west. So should be very careful.
Thank you very much for calling. We're happy to have you on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side. It's Oh What a Week. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, lady. Welcome. Tell us your name and go ahead.
Okay, this is Emma from Ikeja.
Okay.
Well, everybody's talking about education. I think that sensitization, like I remember when I was small, every time in the radio, they were doing jingles about education in the East. So we used it to think then. Now, when it comes to this education we are talking about, everything has been provided for the Northerners. Even the everybody is thinking about the cut-off mark they gave to them so that they can be able to go to school. But at the end of the day, anything you tell you tell a Northerner, he will listen, but when he goes to his mosque, whatever they tell him there is what he's coming out with. So I believe I support the woman that said something about taking all their leaders. Now you think that Igbos are everywhere is because Igbos don't believe in it. They don't believe in people. Maybe this person is the person we must listen to. They will listen to what their conscience is telling them, and that's what they will do. That's why you see Igbos everywhere. Yoruba has Emir. Maybe you will be with Yoruba in a particular agreement of 18 today. Once they do town hall meeting and Oba come and say something, tomorrow Yoruba man will come out and sing another song. That's how it is with Alsaf. Tell them everything. Do any jingles you want to do. Whatever he's coming out with from his mouth is what he's doing.
Do you think that's why they're kidnapping? We don't think that that's why they're kidnapping.
Let me tell you. Let me relate it to kidnapping. Now, everybody's talking about education. Education has been provided. There are schools where everything has been provided for them to be educated. You have 30 in jump, you are in a very good university, and you still come out to be a president tomorrow. Meanwhile, somebody is in the East will not enter school with even 230. And at the end of the day, the Easterner will become assistant in office, or the Westerner will become assistant in the office. Meanwhile, the Northerner that has 30 cut-off mark will be on the top. At the end of the day, they will not go to that same school. What else should have been done to them? Their leaders, their emirs, their imams are the people that will be held, that are supposed to be held responsible. Let them talk to their people. And that they are the people they listen to. Once they talk to their people and stand with Nigerians on the same ground to their people to mirror them, something must be changed. These kidnappings will stop. They know what to do. They are not doing it.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello?
Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon. How are you, Joyce?
Fine, thank you very much. What's your name?
I'm Jacob.
Welcome, Jacob. Please go ahead real quick.
Okay. What is that? This issue of kidnapping. As I was listening to one of your programs in the morning, my first one is that we need restructuring.
Restructure.
That restructuring is not something that you have to sit down again. But there is that President Jonathan did. That one, that document is the best restructuring basis that Nigeria can use. Anything out of that is fallacy. If you say you want to do any constitutional review, because of the fact that some parts in the country are enjoying this lopsidedness of this constitution, they don't want it to be reformed. That's why they always put Southerner out there as the head, so that they will just be dilly-dallying. Our people in the South will be saying, now our person day they are 9 days in charge of a constitutional review.
Can we manage this reality that we have today? Because following what you're saying, it seems as though, we can manage it. Is this manageable? This outcomes that we hear of every day.
It's not manageable. It is a decision that those areas have taken that's how they want this country to be.
Okay.
So that's their mind. And nothing will change that. They don't want it to change at all. So as this thing is happening, they know what to do.
Thank you.
Why should they carry an aircraft, bombardment the aircraft to the east to go and be bombarding people when they have a particular place where bandits is stopping them, where they can easily go there and bombard them?
All right. Thank you very much.
What are you talking about?
Well, we're trying to figure it out.
Like, let us lead it and be going like this. The only thing we can do is that let each and every region go separately. But with these people, it cannot work.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, thank you. The Sunny Side, welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello,
lady.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Sekulia, calling from Milasa.
All right, thank you very much. So please speak quickly so we can allow other people to speak as well. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to ask you something about this advert they are doing, Freedom Snaggy Pro. Hope is a genuine something. that somebody can invest in?
I don't know, honey. I don't know. But maybe, yes, you should call them and find out. Get more information.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you?
Yeah, Joey. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is George.
Welcome, George. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, you see, those guys, I don't buy what they're saying.
Okay.
How can you tell me? You see, an uprising doesn't just start, a revolt like that doesn't just start in the span of. They say they voted the government, and the government didn't do what they promised.
Yeah.
The last election was 2019. We didn't see any massive protests to show their unhappiness. The Johnson's go from 0 to 100, start carrying guns.
Yeah, maybe they don't believe in your idea of protesting and, you know, with placards and walking beneath the sun. Maybe they believe in other things.
This is us a year plus since the last election, and you are expecting the government to start building schools and everything.
Are you saying that they're impatient with the government? They need to be a little bit more patient with the government.
No, the process from which they start carrying those weapons, start strategizing, it didn't start yesterday. But then start gathering those weapons, start putting themselves in groups, start strategizing how to kidnap, start building camps here and there. This thing will have taken years. So when you're unhappy with the government, which you voted in 2019, start carrying weapons. Besides, if you are unhappy with the government,
go on a peaceful...
your own people.
Okay.
Is that able to show your displeasure?
So really, by your math, what are you getting after the equals? Is it that...
From my math, that is not the reason they are doing this.
Oh, you feel that there's something else?
Maybe there's something else. Probably they watch hands with the government in doing some kind of vices to win the election.
Okay.
Or they're offshoots of Boko Haram.
Okay. Well,
I don't think they're just responsible citizens that happen with the government. I don't buy that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for throwing that in. Good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you on radio. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What's your name?
Tony.
Tony, turn off your radio and please go ahead real quick.
Yes, I want to contribute to the issue.
Sure, absolutely. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very well. You see, the rate of kidnapping in Nigeria is alarming. Okay? This is to show the lack of capacity of our government to tackle issues of such. In the Constitution of Nigeria, it states that to protect lives and property is Nigeria's government's major priority. And this is not being done. Hello?
We're with you. Go ahead, please.
Very well. So, if the government has failed in its responsibility, the other day we heard, we recall saw the Minister of Defense saying,
defend yourself.
Come out and protect yourselves. That said, that the government has hands up.
No, the government hasn't taken their hands off. The defense minister was just saying that, well, the military has a responsibility to protect the country, but you also have a responsibility to protect yourself. So in the event where you are attacked or you're confronted, then you should defend yourself. Which sounds like, you know, 101 rule when it comes to human life.
Okay.
Self-defense.
Okay, George. Someone comes to you with AK-47. How do you protect yourself? Is it with your hands, your bare hands?
Well, he will not come to me. Yeah.
That is not possible.
Yeah.
We have to run for our lives. So that's where they are running. So I prefer Nigerians to run for their lives.
All right.
To run.
Run.
So run
where? Exactly. You say run exactly. Like there's somewhere we can go, if not go home.
We could run for somewhere for
you wanna like be an immigrant somewhere? Where?
If that's the solution, Nigerians can probably do that. Okay, wait, let me just quickly comment on...
Nigerians can do that. Do you know how many Nigerians there are? Go where? Yeah, First of all, everybody thinks you're arrogant. Then they're going to accommodate your matter. Well, they're going to have to accommodate you and then your Nigerian ego.
Okay, George, do you prefer someone to die rather than run away?
I don't have an answer to that. I was just hoping that there was a plan with which we could fix this.
I'll prefer if you are faced with a matter of life and death, you run for your life.
All right. Sounds like a basic thing to do. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. It's 24 minutes past 1 p.m. Off on a break. We'll be right back. When we return, we're adding another topic to the ongoing conversation on Friday's edition of Radio on Nigeria Info. We call it Oh What a Week. My name is Joyce. Don't go anywhere.